good morning here at the Caravan and Camping Show. While we're still in Exmouth, I thought we might chase up one of those fun things to do that Kev mentioned earlier, and that's the West Trek Safari. Neil McGregor's been kind enough to join us. Hiya, Neil. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, John?
I'm all right. I think you must have a lot of fun, though, in the four-wheel adventures. Tell us a bit about it.
Well, we operate pretty much exclusive tours across Cape Range, which is a wilderness-type crossing. It crosses the rugged Cape Range anticline in Exmouth. Basically, it takes up most of the range. The anticline runs straight down the middle of the peninsula.
Now, this is an area that I'm guessing wouldn't be so accessible. If folks have got their own four-wheel drive, would they be able to do this?
Well, it does go through Commonwealth land and through station pastoral there, so approvals have to be going to get through those areas.
Yet another reason why we're with you. Now, what's it like inside the vehicle? I mean, do I need to wear my rough clothes or can I just dress comfortably?
Just casual is fine. All we do recommend is that you're wearing closed shoes. So we do hop out during the trip across and have a look at a few different features like caves or sinkholes, and we go for a little look through different plant flowers and what might be out at the time.
Sounds like I better bring my camera too.
Oh, you got to bring your camera. We have quite a range of indigenous, well, we're not so much indigenous, I guess, but they plants that are only found here.
Yes.
There's 12 species that we can often see a good percentage of those on the way across the range.
Gee.
So they're endemic to this area.
That is beautiful. How long does the adventure take?
Well, it's a full-day tour, the one that we're talking about at the moment. We do offer a range of tours, but this particular one, just across the range, you're looking at nearly 3 hours. We do a couple of the major gorges on the east side of the Cape, Shotole and Charles Knife Road, and then we head towards Learmonth and go in behind the airport there, up over the range, go through some pretty rugged country to start with, and then, of course, you get onto a tableland up the top. And then once you go through there, that area, you hit rolling desert sand dunes. So there's quite an arrangement of different types of geology.
It almost sounds like we're visiting different planets the way you're describing it.
Well, it is. It is different. It's sort of a unique sort of crossing, and there's a lot to see.
Yeah. Is it very rough, the ride, for some of our older travellers? Would they be going, whoa, what's going on?
We do it in a modified troop carrier, forward-facing seats and side-door access. The later models are got coil sprung, so they're much more gentle to travel in. But, yes, it is rough in places, and we point that out quite well on our brochures to say that, you know, it's a wilderness crossing. So what we do is actually use a track put in back in the early 50s by the oil people to get drilling rigs and gear up onto the range to drill for oil.
Little did they know.
At the time, sorry.
Well, it sounds like it was a good thing they did that because they were doing it for work and we're using it for fun.
Yeah, well, the only thing is, over that time, from back in the early 50s, the track hasn't been touched. So, we can still get through it and, it's part of the adventure.
What about a toilet break? What facilities do you have available?
Well, on the way across, before we actually head for that main section, we do a toilet stop in one of the gorges, and there's toilets there. But most people are fine by the time we get to the other side. It's only a few minutes to Yardie Creek, where there are toilet facilities there, where we do the boat trip.
Oh, good. So there's lots of toilet stops along the way, should it be required?
Yeah, look, there's always somewhere. Of course, a lot of spin effects up on the range.
Someone had to say it, all right, yes, but certainly for those who are a little more careful, there's some proper toilets too for those that would like that. And I guess at some point you're the one who's given all the cameras to take the photograph of the big group shot at some point.
Well, I'm happy to do that at any time.
What a lot of fun. How much does it cost? I guess the day one is the big price, and then you've got smaller prices as well. What are we looking at roughly?
Our normal price for an adult to cross Cape Range is $199, but that includes the entry fees into the station, National Park crew, lunch, morning and afternoon tip, that sort of thing. So it's all covered in that price.
Very good. And food, what do we do for food? Do we have room to bring our own, or do we stop off at a bakery?
No, that's all catered for. That's all part of it.
Wait, hang on a second.
Included.
Hang on a sec. Let me get this right. So for that price, I get that a big tour through all that privileged areas, and I also get fed as well. What's the food like?
Well, what we mainly do is we have fresh buns that we get in the morning from the bakery, and we provide salad that they can add to a bun, and they make their own, basically how they like it, what they want in it. So there's a range of different veggies, a bit of carrot, a bit of lettuce and cucumber, whatever they want, they add, and they have a couple of buns there for lunch, and that goes down really well. They love that.
Sounds delicious. For a minute there, I thought it was going to be bush tucker, and we'd say, right, well, these are the plants to look for, and off you go, people.
Can't always rely on bush tucker being out at the time.
That's very true. It sounds like a lot of fun. Now, the way we get in contact with you is we'll give you a ring there. What's the number, please, Neil?
The number is 9942659, and that's our office number, and 08 is the area code.
Of course. So 08 9942659. And how's it looking there at the moment? Are the flowers in bloom, or what do we see at this time of year?
Well, this year's been exceptional, really, because we've had rain from summer, so we've got a lot of flowers out at the moment. We've got banksias up on the top of the range in that sand area that are out in full bloom at the moment, and that's a very spectacular sight. Yeah, and flowers this coming spring will be good, I'm sure, by the look of things.
I can't wait. And I think a lot of people are going to be, for sure, heading out there. Thanks for sparing the time, Neil McGregor.
Not a problem, John.